Hi there, everyone. My name is Mike.
And I'm Tiffany.
Today, it's our TOEIC unit, Tiffany.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. And we see here that Naomi or someone is getting offered a job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's always an exciting time for people. Like, if you just graduated
yes.
or, you know, if you're really looking for a job, you want to make money. Because I think for me, like, when you get a job for the first time, it kind of puts you into, like, oh, look, I'm an adult now. So it's a really exciting time. And I think for many people, you know, it's a good start for their career.
That's absolutely right. And you're kind of moving into that next, you know, big chapter in your life
mm-hmm.
when you leave school and you start working. And, of course, there's a lot of pressure to get jobs these days. Depending
right.
on what kind of job you're looking for, it can be quite difficult, quite challenging.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things you have to do is knock on a lot of doors, send out your resume a lot, keep looking, keep your ears open, you know, for any new job opportunities. And it seems Naomi has got a bit of luck. She's been offered a job at the MCT Bank.
Ooh.
MCT Bank. I've never heard of the MCT Bank.
Me too.
I think it's fake. Anyways, her friend Shelton is really excited, and he's calling to notify her and to congratulate her. Oh, sorry, he's the co-worker, not a
yeah.
friend. Soon
or
they'll
maybe
be friends.
Boss, yeah.
But she must be excited because Shelton's called to notify, to tell her you got the job and to say, you know, well done, because
mm-hmm.
it's not easy. So
right.
let's check out our article with Naomi's new job.
Accepting a job offer.
Hello, this is Naomi speaking.
Hi, Naomi. This is Shelton from MCT Bank's HR department. We met last week.
Oh, hi, Shelton. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I'm calling to let you know that you passed the job interview. We'd like to offer you a job here at the bank.
Wow, thank you so much. This is such great news.
I'm glad you think so. Which day would be best for you to come in and start?
Monday morning works for me.
Well, we also do need you to come in before then to sign the contract and go through some formalities. How about this Friday afternoon at 2 p.m.?
No problem. Should I bring anything then?
We'll need a copy of your ID. I'll send you an email with all the information you need to know before you begin working here.
Thank you. I'll look over it carefully before Monday morning.
If you have any questions, feel free to contact me, and I'll answer them as best as I can.
Thank you again for offering me this job, Shelton.
It's my pleasure. We look forward to having you join us here at MCT. See you soon.
Department. Department. Leonard has the best figures in the sales department. Leonard has the best figures in the sales department. Interview. Interview. Greg went to an interview for a job at Google. Greg went to an interview for a job at Google. Contract. Contract. The two businessmen signed a contract to make the deal. The two businessmen signed a contract to make the deal. Copy. Copy. Our teacher made copies of her notes for the students to use. Our teacher made copies of her notes for the students to use. Contact. Contact. You can contact Jill with the number on her business card. You can contact Jill with the number on her business card. Pleasure. Pleasure. Patrick had the pleasure of meeting the president. Patrick had the pleasure of meeting the president. Okay.
Ring, 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 ring.
Hello, this is Naomi speaking.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Very polite way to answer the phone. And Shelton on the other end says, hi, Naomi. This is Shelton from MCT Bank's HR department. We met last week. Okay, mm-hmm. So he works for the bank. He's from the HR department. That's one part of the bank, one kind of office of the bank. And he says they met last week. That must have been when she went in for the interview mm-hmm. to meet and talk about the job and so she could tell the company a little bit about herself. The HR department. Now, a department, it's a word, power word. It's one part of a bigger organization, all right? So when we think of different kinds of companies, companies might have different departments for advertising, right? Telling people about new products. Another department for accounting, keeping track of all the money and making sure that people get paid on time. Depending on the company, maybe it's a department for research, right? It's mm-hmm. like a tech company. And these would be a lot of the scientists, and they're trying to figure out how to make your cell phone this big so you can put it inside your ear or something like that. These are different parts of a bigger company. They all have their own different jobs. In some big companies, they might not even know each other. They might work in totally different buildings, but they're all part of the same company. They just have different roles, different jobs in that company. The HR department, the one that Shelton said he was from, they're basically in charge of hiring people, right? So mm-hmm. if you want to join a company, start to work there, you have to go first to the HR department. They talk to you. They say, oh, well, we need someone like you to work, you know, in another department. So there you go. For example, we could say Leonard has the best figures in the sales department. Another important department, they're in charge of selling stuff and making money for the company.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So Naomi then says, oh, hi, Shelton. How are you? Okay, mm-hmm. so it's a very surprising and a good call for her, I guess.
Mm. Yeah, she's probably a little bit surprised, a little bit shocked.
Oh, I can't believe, you know,
and
you're
maybe a little nervous because he could be calling to say, you got the job. Or he could be calling to say, I'm sorry, we found mm-hmm. someone else, but good luck next time. You never really know. Let's see what Shelton has to say. He says, I'm fine, thanks, right? He answers her polite question. How are you? I'm fine, thanks. And then he gets to the topic. He gets to the point. I'm calling to let you know that you passed the job interview. Woohoo!
Yay!
Congrats. All right. We'd like to offer you a job here at the bank. So she passed the interview. She got the job. All right. An interview is when you meet someone and you ask them questions. Reporters do this all the time.
Yep.
So, Mr. President, tell me about your plans for the new year.
Well, I plan to go and
that's wonderful.
Party.
Now, tell me about your trip to China. Is that going to happen this year?
Oh, yeah. That's
well, isn't that great. So I'm asking questions, she's giving the answers, but this is an interview, right? We're mm-hmm. both part of the interview. And of course, when you go to a new job, you have to go in and they say, you know, tell us about your school. What did you learn? What kind of worker are you? It's a very important step in getting that good job. We have an example sentence for interview, don't
we? That's right. Our sample sentence is, Greg went to an interview for a job at Google.
Ooh.
Ooh. Greg went to an interview for a job at Google.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm sure he wants to get that job too.
Yeah, hopefully he can get it.
Good luck.
Yeah. So next, Naomi says, wow, thank you so much. This is such great news. So, okay, luckily this is a good phone call for her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She got hired.
Right.
And she passed her interview.
Exactly. And being polite, she thanks them for it and tells them how happy she is to hear the news. Shelton is happy to hear that. He says, I'm glad you think so. So, mm-hmm. you know, he's happy that she still is excited to come and work for his company. Which day would be best for you to come in and start? So they're ready to have her start working, you know, right away, ASAP, as soon as possible. Some jobs, it depends, right? Mm-hmm. Some jobs they might say, oh, well, the other person will leave in a month, so you'll start then. It kind of depends on the different jobs. But this one, it seems like they want her to come in really soon, and Naomi is ready. She says, Monday morning works for me, so mm-hmm. might be the end of the week, Thursday, Friday now. She says, next week, I'm ready to go, Monday morning, 8 o'clock, I'll be there.
So things move really, really fast
for her.
Very
quick. She's ready.
All right. So then Shelton says, well, we also do need you to come in before then to sign the contract and to go through some formalities.
Yeah.
So he asks her, how about this Friday afternoon at 2 p.m.? You know, just to come in and to look at your contract that you had to sign and maybe just some other small details that they didn't mention in the interview.
Maybe meet some of the people she'll be working with, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yep, because formality means something you do as like a formal or official process. So, you know, she's coming in to officially becoming an employee for that company.
Absolutely. So, yeah, formalities usually involve signing things,
doing
things that
the
rules kind of need you to do. And one of the things that you'll do with a new job or many other kinds of business deals is you sign an important piece of paper. That piece of paper is often called a contract.
Right.
All right. A contract will be written out. It will be an agreement between two people. And these are good in business because that'll write down everything that should happen when you're teaming up together so that, you know, a year later someone will go, well, I'm not supposed to do that. Yes, you are. No, I never said I would. But you did say, no, I know. I forgot. It's in the contract. It's on paper. No one can change it. Everyone can read it. And when you're happy with it, both people will sign it, right? So that if there's ever a problem, one person can say, look, your name is here. All of the rules are here. You broke the rules. This is big trouble. Now, her contract will say how much she'll get paid, how long she'll work for, her job, you know, any rules, like if she, you know, steals things, she'll be fired from the company. You know, it's all written out there in the contract. For example, we could say the two businessmen signed a contract to make the deal. And then they probably shook hands. Nice to work with you, Bob.
Nice to work with you, too.
Absolutely. All right, let's get back to Naomi.
All right, so Naomi then says, no problem.
Good.
Should I bring anything then? Okay, also a very good question to ask because, you know, you might need to bring something special in case.
Like,
I know in Taiwan, you need to have a stamp sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, so you need to ask these things before you go in and sign some legal documents.
Yeah, you don't want to get there and go, oh, I forgot that important thing at home. Ugh, a lot of trouble. So what kind of things does she need to bring in?
Okay, so Shelton then says, we'll need a copy of your ID. I'll send you an email with all the information you need to know before you begin working here.
Okay.
So I guess this is very basic. Of course, you need to show your ID just so they can, you know, make it official and, you know, for tax purposes other things like that. They need your ID, and that's just short for your identification. Okay. And also, we have a word pair word copy, C-O-P-Y, and a copy is just something made to look exactly the same as something else. So if we make copies, you go to the printer and, you know, you open the printer, you push it down, copy.
Kind of takes a picture of your page and then makes another page that looks exactly the same.
So Shelton wants a copy of her ID. He doesn't want the real thing. He just wants maybe a piece of paper with her ID on it, and it looks just like that.
And they'll just keep that, you know, just in case there's any problems in the future. All right. We have an example sentence for copy. It says, our teacher made copies of her notes for the students to use. Our teacher made copies of the notes for the students to use. So that's very helpful for the students.
A very nice
teacher. They can look at what the teacher wrote, and that should be all the important information because it's all the same for everyone. It's a copy of what the teacher wrote.
Right. So Naomi then says, thank you. I'll look over it carefully before Monday morning. So she's
going to
read the email before she comes in to maybe sign some things and make sure she brings all the right things that she needs.
Exactly. As Shelton says, if you have any questions, feel free to contact me and I'll answer them as best as I can. Okay. To contact someone is to communicate with them. So if you call them, you write them an email, you send them an SMS, you wave at them from across the street, anything like that, you're contacting someone. You're reaching out and saying, hey, you, I want to talk to you about something. I want to trade information. Of course, now we can contact people through all sorts of ways, right?
Like through smartphones and
smartphones or
applications,
emails
like
and SMSs and all that kind of stuff. But basically, it just means you're reaching out to try to talk to someone. The word power sentence for contact is,
you can contact Jill with the number on her business card.
Phone number.
You to contact Jill with the number on her business card.
There you go. And if she doesn't answer the phone, maybe you can contact her by email.
Yep, or leave a message on her voicemail.
That's another good way. All right, Naomi says, thank you again for offering me this job, Shelton. She's really happy. You know, she probably feels quite special.
Yeah.
It's a special feeling when the company says, you're the person we want to work here. You kind of feel, really? Me?
Oh, thanks.
Really? Not that good? Oh, thanks very much.
All right, so then Shelton says, it's my pleasure. We look forward to having you join us here at MCT. See you soon.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we have our word power word pleasure, and it means the feeling of happiness or joy you get from a certain experience.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say, it's my pleasure, it's just a way to say, like, you're welcome and express that you are very glad to do this for them or you're very glad to do them the favor or offer them that service.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Our example sentence for pleasure, Patrick had the pleasure of meeting the president.
Ooh.
Patrick had the pleasure of meeting the president. All right,
because
that's a special thing to do. I'm sure the president was very polite and said, Patrick, nice to meet you. Tell me about yourself. Okay. So it was a great joy. It was an enjoyable experience to, you know, meet a famous person like the president.
All right, so let's take a short break and we'll be right back.
All right, MCT Bank. That sounds like a pretty grown-up kind of job. Not the
sounds
kind
like
you'd
pretty,
get in high school. This is kind of after college. What about you? What was your first job? Not your first sort of real job, but your first job, maybe even in school when you were a kid.
In school, I was the student council president.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's
pretty
an
fancy.
Important job.
But before
that, you don't get paid for that job.
No, I don't.
That's not a job.
That's not really a job.
No.
But then, you know, after high school, I went to a craft school.
Okay.
So that was my first job.
Oh, you were teaching.
There. Actually, I was an assistant at first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I started off small and, you know, I made my way up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. Yeah. And how did it feel when the school called you and said, you know, we want you to come and work here? That must have been a pretty good feeling.
It definitely does, because you're like, oh, you know, like you said, me out of all the people.
Right.
Yeah, so you do feel really special, and you feel like, you know, someone really wants me to come here. They notice your skills and, like, your talents, so it really does feel nice.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What about you?
My first job? It wasn't quite as exciting or, you know, respectable, maybe, as teaching in a school. Ooh, a teacher. Ooh, you're a teacher, an assistant teacher. That's pretty good. My first job, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Hey, that's an important job.
I was making the chicken.
That is an important job because, you know, Southern people like
me,
I love fried chicken.
Okay, people like fried chicken. Yeah.
You're providing fried chicken to people like me.
That's true, that's true. It wasn't so bad. I worked on my own a lot. It was a small restaurant. My boss was kind of cool, but I did burn my hands a lot on all that hot oil, so I don't think I'd rush back to be a chicken cook, but certainly when I was like 16 or 17 in high school, it was okay, and, you know, put some money in my pocket, not so bad. Mm-hmm. So there you go, guys, having a job isn't so bad, you can make some money, and who knows, if you study hard at school and get out there and, you know, look for a job really well with lots of energy and a good positive attitude, you might end up with a great job, like our friend in this story did, Naomi.
Mm-hmm. So just don't give up.
That's it. So if you're job hunting, good luck. If you're not, and you're going to job hunt in the future, good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hugh is famous for his tackling skills.
Hugh is famous for his tackling skills.
Hey guys, I'm Flynn. 如果你有在玩篮球，你一定知道球如果在敌对手上，我们要去抢，那叫做抄球。在足球里要抢别人的球也是有很多种方法。今天的小聚会就是要介绍其中的一种。让我们来看看句子哦。 Hugh is famous for his tackling skills. Hugh, 他用他的 铲球技巧 闻名。 Tackle 中文意思是铲球，还蛮贴切的，因为篮球我们可以用手，那像小偷一样偷东西一样的感觉，所以呢，抄球我们一样可以讲 steal S-T-E-A-L， 足球呢，我们只能用脚，当你用抢别人的球的时候呢，比较像是用脚把球铲起来，铲球很多种方法，最激烈的方式呢，就是整个人倒下来，像滑垒一样滑到对手的脚边，然后把球踢走。 通常啊，防守的人比较常用 tackling skills， 因为他们要防止对手射门，所以用得到这个铲球技巧。Tackle 这个动词我们可以直接接人，所以我们可以这么说哦，我们可以说 I tackled Charlie， I tackled Charlie， 我铲了查理的球。不过呀，这个动作很容易变成犯规，可能你一不小心没有瞄准就踢到别人的脚，那这时候我们昨天说的 red card yellow card 可能就会被裁判亮出来咯。那我们来复习一下今天的小聚会。 Hugh is famous for his tackling skills。 现在你知道铲球的英文是 tackle， 下次看球赛的时候就要拿出来表现一下哦。小聚会我们下次见。
Hugh is famous for his tackling skills.
Hugh is famous for his tackling skills.
Accepting a job offer.
Hello, this is Naomi speaking.
Hi, Naomi. This is Shelton from MCT Bank's HR department. We met last week.
Oh,Hi, Shelton. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I'm calling to let you know that you passed the job interview. We'd like to offer you a job here at the bank.
Wow, thank you so much. This is such great news.
I'm glad you think so. Which day would be best for you to come in and start?
Monday morning works for me.
Well, we also do need you to come in before then to sign the contract and go through some formalities. How about this Friday afternoon at 2 p.m.?
No problem. Should I bring anything then?
We'll need a copy of your ID. I'll send you an email with all the information you need to know before you begin working here.
Thank you. I'll look over it carefully before Monday morning.
If you have any questions, feel free to contact me, and I'll answer them as best as I can.
Thank you again for offering me this job, Shelton.
It's my pleasure. We look forward to having you join us here at MCT. See you soon.
Department. Department. Leonard has the best figures in the sales department.Leonard has the best figures in the sales department. Interview. Interview. Greg went to an interview for a job at Google. Greg went to an interview for a job at Google. Contract. Contract. The two businessmen.Signed a contract to make the deal. The two businessmen signed a contract to make the deal. Copy. Copy. Our teacher made copies of her notes for the students to use. Our teacher made copies of her notes for the students to use.Contact. Contact. You can contact Jill with the number on her business card. You can contact Jill with the number on her business card. Pleasure. Pleasure. Patrick had the pleasure of meeting the president. Patrick had the pleasure of meeting the president.